Hey, it's Bill and Marla in the morning. It is Mix 106.5. Our special guest hanging on the line. We're talking to Kate Mulgrew. You remember, of course, probably most from Star Trek Voyager as Catherine Janeway. She is portraying Katharine Hepburn in Tea at Five, which is going on June 2nd through the 19th at Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco. And this is a one-woman deal, right?
That's right.
Is that more difficult?
That would be me.
Obviously.
Yes, it's difficult, and at times it's quite lonely. On the other hand, I'm free as a bird, although it's a bird without a net. I used to think it was a mountain that I had to scale every night. Now I look at it very differently. Of course, that should happen as something evolves, but I take great joy in it. However, there is a real discipline to a one-person show. I can't take my eye off the ball for 1 second.
Yeah.
And the concentration is by absolute necessity heightened and made to be actually sort of laser-like under these circumstances. But then again, you know, that's what I dig, so.
Yeah.
I know.
I
can believe it because we've been doing a morning show together for now so many years, 7 years or so, that it's nice to have, you have a partner, you have someone to lean on, you know, so when you're by yourself, there's no one to lean on.
Yeah, exactly.
Feels a little empty otherwise.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, we were looking at your bio. You were 23 when you did the Mrs. Columbo role.
I was a mere pup.
Now, but you never really did. I don't really remember, like, that love affair between you and Peter Falk. I mean,
because I never met the man.
Ever, right? I mean, you were always alluded to.
He wisely kept his distance from me. You know, Columbo was such a hit in and of itself.
Right. I know. And they always talked about his wife, and then you know, when you came out, I frankly felt it was unbelievable.
Yeah, like, rather improbable, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on, you were hot. He was old.
It turns Columbo into a kind of pervert, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, thank God you were of age.
One could say a happy pervert, but I'm the one who took the
He always did have an unusual smile, so, you know.
And a wandering eye.
That's it.
Marla, then. Terrible.
I know it is. I couldn't resist it, though, you know.
Yes, but I had the dog in the car.
That's right. That's right.
It's a fun thing, but in my experience, you know, wonderful series usually. Don't last too long.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and before we let you go, big thanks for all the work you do for the Alzheimer's people.
It's very important to me. My mother is dying of Alzheimer's. And in fact, I just left her yesterday.
Really?
And so I would ask everybody to think about it in their lives and see if they can help in any way.
Yeah, my wife's grandmother passed away of it, and her aunt is on the way out now because of it, too.
Excruciating.
Yeah, it's
a
tragedy.
We have to raise some money for further research.
Breaks your heart.
I know that you auctioned off the Janeway uniform for charity.
I'm on eBay right now. I'm trying to get some money for research to go to the national office.
Well, that's a good thing.
And, you know, I want to say that Kate is a pixie person, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
A pixie person?
We say that everybody in Hollywood are pixie people because you're only, what, 5'5", right?
I'm 5'5", but I'm not in Hollywood, Marla. I'm in New York.
Yeah, okay. She's an actor on the stage.
Becomes a giant in New York.
That's right, okay. So there you go.
All right.
Things are good.
Good. No, we really look forward to seeing you at
TFI. And I thank you both very much.
Thank you,
Marla,
really.
Take care of those little kids of yours.
Just one, and I think that's plenty.
Try to get a nap, okay?
Thank you. I love that.
It was a great pleasure talking to both of you.
You too.
Kate Mulgrew, everybody.
Yay.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.